This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, space for all.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Quiet down, you lot. This term, I want to talk to you about what jobs you might want to do when you're a bit older and what you might have to study to get there. Right, who's first? Sam, what's your dream job?
That's the trouble. I haven't got a clue.
Well, we know that.
I mean, I love being here, and a job in space sounds amazing, but I just don't think I'm cut out to be, well, a rocket scientist.
Rocket scientists and astronauts aren't the only people working in space exploration. Whatever your interests are, there's a job in space for you. Who here's got a hobby? Anyone want to kick things off?
Quark loves kicking off. His favourite lesson is sport. I guess he might have to come down to Earth for his dream job. It's quite hard to play football in zero gravity, even with six legs.
And that's where you're wrong. Whatever subject you love, whatever your interests and hobbies might be, there's a career for you in space.
But football? Really?
Yes, really. Sport and fitness experts are a crucial part of space travel and living in space. Come on, I'll show you. Computer, swimming pool, simulation.
With no gravity in space, you need to get used to the feeling of being nearly weightless. And where better than in water? For many years, astronauts have trained in special pools called neutral buoyancy pools, practicing everything from spacewalks to making snacks. Have a try just walking about. Go on.
It's quite hard to move around underwater. Nothing quite goes where you want it to. It must take them ages to get anything done. This is knackering.
It does take some getting used to. Seeing as how I'm in a good mood, I'll zap us all onto dry land. End simulation.
People called sports scientists and fitness experts design training programs and make sure that anyone going into space are in the best condition before liftoff and continue to stay fit when in space.
But how can you exercise when there's no gravity? The balls would just disappear into space.
Computer, zero-G simulation, fitness suite.
Well, this is weird. This treadmill has straps to hold me down. It's very tiring.
Looks like Quark would do better in zero-G than you, Sam. That's because he's fitter by the look of it.
He's got six legs.
Fair point. OK, treadmill's off, everyone.
But haven't astronauts got more important things to do than work out?
Our bodies aren't built for space. They're built for a planet a lot like our Earth. Bones, heart, lungs, muscles, they all change in weightlessness. They all become weaker as they no longer have to work against gravity. And the longer you stay in space, the more noticeable the changes will be. Especially when you're back on good old terra firma.
That doesn't sound good.
Don't worry. Sports scientists are experts in knowing how bodies change as gravity changes. They design and monitor astronauts' training every step of the way. And they use tethered treadmills and cycling machines to help keep muscles in good condition. So, Quark, you can see, sport and fitness fans like you are a vital member of the space team. Next time, I'll be asking some more of you about your hobbies and interests. It's not impossible that they'll give you some ideas about other jobs in space, Sam. Although it seems impossible to get you lot to leave a room quietly.
Deep Space High, space for all. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.